This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania will travel to Pittsburgh Tuesday in the wake of Saturday's mass shooting at a Jewish temple that left 11 dead, 6 wounded. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president cherishes the American Jewish community for everything it stands for and contributes to our country. He adores Jewish Americans as part of his own family. The president is the grandfather of several Jewish grandchildren. His daughter is a Jewish American, and his son-in-law is a descendant of Holocaust survivors.
Under heavy security, the suspect, Robert Bowers, wounded in an exchange of gunfire with police at the Tree of Life Temple, made his first court appearance Monday. Following the shooting, he could face the death penalty if convicted. This was an attack on all faiths, said U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
This was not just an attack on the Jewish faith. It was an attack on all people of faith. It was an attack on America's values, our protecting those of faith. It cannot and will not be tolerated.
The mass shooting received global attention at the UN Security Council. A moment of silence was held for the victims. Meanwhile, Cesar Sayoc, the suspect accused of sending explosive-style devices through the mail to prominent Democrats, also appeared in federal court in Miami Monday. He was arrested Friday after allegedly sending 15 such devices, none of which detonated. Nigerian soldiers shot a Shia Muslim protesters marching in the capital Abuja Monday, demanding the release of their religious leader. The number of casualties is not immediately known. Awal Adu was a motorcycle passerby.
They just come block the roads. Army, Nigerian army and police come, just come and shoot the people. Just see dead body from that side there.
Protesters seeking the release of their incarcerated leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki. This is VOA.